man.
What kind of lag have we got on the stream?
I'm in the same room.
3 seconds.
Okay.
I would hope. If not, it's E's fault. And Paul, it's your fault. My cam won't come up.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Now that we're recording, I'll just play with your.
Hey, who was that?
You're playing with what?
Wasn't me. Was that me? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, it was me.
I know. I pardoned myself.
Excusez-moi. Gotta move my breakfast to a living room. Okay. Best thing is moving in.
What exactly does red vodka taste like anyway?
It's usually red. It tastes like vodka. It's just red. It's like vodka reactant.
Oh.
Okay. You know, when you pee, it glows or it shines under the black light more.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I really don't know. I mean, people piss all over your living room.
I need to hook up on that program.
Yeah. She's gonna be like, hey, hon, get the black light. Let's see what color it is tonight.
I hate vodka.
What color is my urine this evening? Let's check the black light.
The only problem I have with vodka is that I feel like a train plowed into my forehead when I wake up the next morning.
Yeah.
I'm fine with anything else, but as
my
soon as I'm like...
tequila.
No.
Hey, just so you know, man.
Tequila loves me. Give me tequila, I'm a whole different person.
That doesn't surprise. I think anybody on tequila is a different person. That's how tequila
like
works.
Keyboard and they're a different person. What are you talking about?
I like me on tequila.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
No, tequila evil.
No, tequila good.
Supposed to be on the end of that. It's just
so and Paul know how I am on Malibu rum. I don't know about tequila, but
I am really interested. There you go.
I once woke up in the bed with another woman after tequila.
Damn.
Oh, really?
You need to like get more tequila.
Wake up in a bed next to another woman. Sheila?
Yes.
Are you ready, buddy?
Yes.
Yeah, start connecting the port. We start on 1111.
Stand by.
That's your problem, I think.
No, it's your problem.
I'm gonna tell
you. Okay, the site administrators need to get their shit together.
Forwarding ports, remote, 1111-1, localhost 8888.
Okay.
I'm gonna connect in again.
Alright. Okay, Dominic should be connected.
Connected.
Okay, connected.
Yeah.
What's that, CJ? Yeah, this should
okay,
looks
like
it should work now.
Alright.
Is this being recorded?
Yeah, this is being recorded now.
In two places.
Yeah,
I'm not
saying
we're streaming it to the net.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
We're streaming the
net. About the link?
Hey, he's on the page now.
I'm on now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Backslash
is,
or the
flash is
supposed to be on the end of that?
Yes. Yeah, the flash is should be there.
Or you can click on my cam and click on listen live. It works now.
Click listen live now.
Thanks, Paul.
No problem. Yeah.
What was wrong?
There was a little caterpillar stash going on there.
Was it?
Okay, never mind.
Uh-huh.
He's got a little caterpillar stash.
What the hell is a caterpillar?
For those of you who aren't from Illinois, a caterpillar is a cute way of saying caterpillar, or as little kids would say, the caterpillar.
So you think I have a cute mustache?
Yeah, you have a very cute mustache.
Okay.
Thanks,
now
baby.
Now my camera's up. Now can
you have a cute mustache and a very manly buttocks.
Thanks.
Who has a cute mustache and a very manly buttocks?
I don't have any buttocks.
Hey, you're talking about no ass, buddy. Let's get started, all right? Every time a fucking water drop falls on my back, it doesn't even roll over the crack of the ass. It falls in.
I need to have a belt to hold my pants up.
I need more than a belt to hold my pants up.
Well, I have more than enough ass for all of you.
Well, hook some up.
I don't want any. I'm just losing mine. I don't want any more, thank you.
Me either. Mine's
gone down, too.
Thank you. I kind of like my ass.
Well, Gertie, you are going to freak when you see me. I mean, I have, like, compared to what I used to have, I have, like, no chest now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Life,
a woman losing her chest is a bad thing. We need to alert someone.
The guys are going to, you know.
No, if I lost my breast, I wouldn't know what to do.
That's a tragedy.
We need to contact a plastic surgeon. Start the donations. Paul, this is a donation link.
I have a chest to
where you need to donate this rack back, Lee.
I see what, so I have enough chest for both of us. Thank you.
If my breast went away, I would cry.
So would I.
It would be a sad, sad day.
So would I.
Not me.
Okay, what is
nothing
done?
Thank you. Who's listening in?
My wife is listening in. Dustin is listening in. I'm not sure who else.
Now, how does he say his name? Is it Karsten?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's probably Karsten.
Okay, Dusty, if you can hear us, say something in the room.
He said yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you said me and you.
Did I say it right, Dustin?
Mine is Kirsten.
Is it Kirsten? Kirsten and Kirsten.
Kirsten?
Kirsten. Is it with a T?
Oh, hey, Dustin, I got your passport. Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of, hey, Dustin, give me the call. You need to make a call into the Outback Steakhouse Center right now. You have technical issues.
Yes, you have technical problems. Tell him you're
going
to be
currently having a problem, right? Right? Your Outback is currently got issues.
Outback in Burlington is having problems.
Don't be afraid
of your
local Outback.
If I have to call somebody else in right now, I would probably drop you all like I did last night.
Yeah, that would suck. That was like yeah.
That royally sucked.
Well, I would still have Shane to talk to since he called me. So.
That's true.
Yeah, you would. Could you imagine if you had one over in India, perhaps?
Yes, thank you for going out back.
Welcome to Outback. How are you today?
Oh, my God.
Come again.
Have y'all seen the commercials for that new movie, Madagascar?
No.
Yeah. Yes. What's a little
nibble month? Thank you very much.
What's a little nibble month, friends?
I've never seen it.
Wait to see that movie. I think it's
going to
be so cute.
Go ahead and nibble me.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yes.
Would you like to write my coming?
I have a lot of Indians come in to get their pictures made.
What is that all about?
Please take a picture of my family and our family.
Will you take my daughter's picture, please?
We need to get a picture of Bessie the camel.
Bessie?
Send it home to Mama. I have to go to the deck.
Bessie?
We have to go back to our gas station.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Excuse me, but the Quickie Mart is currently closed. Can you please snap it up a bit?
What's up with, like, the Indians running the convenience stores?
These are passing over here, too, man. They're buying up places around here like you wouldn't believe.
See, it's bad on our end, because we're, like, first pick of the litter when it comes to floaters across the water.
Well, yeah,
everybody bounces into Florida first.
Just kind of float their way up into it. They started to realize that all along the major interstates were full, so now they had to bleed into small little cities now.
Well, it's like if you ever tried to go down to Miami, I don't know if anybody's been there, but you pretty much need to speak Spanish if you go down there.
Yeah, that's true.
All I speak is chicken plant Spanish.
That's right. Who?
I worked in a chicken plant. I can ask them if they need a new knife. I can tell them they can't go to the bathroom. And I can tell them, I can say, no, sir, baja no dinero. You didn't work, you don't get paid.
Aha!
Hey, that's a good one.
No trabajo? They would come and they wouldn't like work for 2 days. They'd come and complain about their check, and I'd be like, no trabajo, no dinero.
The only thing I know in Spanish is la migra, which means immigration.
I know a sentence in Spanish.
Do I even want to know?
No.
Is it involved with chingate or pinching your ribs?
No.
I have to tell you, is I worked in an Italian restaurant, and everybody
speaks
Spanish, and the ability to swear them out, that was how you got your food, you know, they thought that was funny.
So you got the important basics covered then.
I figured out how you speak Spanish.
This
is how you speak Spanish when you don't actually know how to, you just yell really loud in their face.
Oh, yeah. I just learned the basics. Do you need a new knife? Hey, you left a bone in that piece of chicken. Go wash your hands.
How the hell is that basic? Hey, you left a bone in that chicken.
I can swear you out in Spanish.
Honey, that's how
important. My CJs and I knew what that guy was saying that one day, and we were like, he was like trying to tell us, blah, 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 it's Portuguese. We were like, you're swearing at us in Spanish, and if you don't quit.
Now, see, that's one language I like to speak is Portuguese. That's a seriously, like, I don't know, I think that's an awesome language. I mean, aside from, I hate Spanish, but, like, aside from French, I'd probably like to learn Portuguese.
I want to learn Italian, sorry.
I'll tell you what, I want to go back. When I was in college, I learned some Icelandic, and I'd love to go.
Really?
I mean, I know a little accent. It just
sounds a little bit of a frigid language.
I can speak French.
Icelandic, it's Old Norse.
Yeah, but isn't it frigid? Get it?
No, honey.
Definitely
a
frigid accent.
With a hunky accent. That's I can tell.
So how many people in the world actually speak Icelandic?
People from Iceland?
The people from Iceland.
I'm from Iceland speaking.
The entire population of Iceland speaks Icelandic, and that's about it.
I want you all to know that I was waiting on another call, but I'm just going to go ahead and talk to you guys.
Well, good.
That's good. You can just avoid that conversation.
Is that with the person that we know?
Huh?
Huh?
What did you
say? Always wins.
Is that a person that we know of?
Maybe.
I don't know nothing.
Maybe.
I know not a thing, but we're more important. That's all I need to know.
Definitely weirder.
Yeah.
Well, speak for yourself. Yes, I must be weirder.
Who the hell fired up the vibrator?
This person is not weird, but yes, some of you know this person. But
hey, Paul, wait so we know it's real.
He goes at me. He goes at me.
Who the hell?
What's that buzzing?
Put the vibrator away.
I don't have any toys out. Who is it?
I have no clue who's got the buzzy thing. Let me
it
try
it. It's not me, I swear.
Hey guys, does it sound like this?
Yes.
So what was me?
Dan, I don't want to know why you have a vibrator.
It's not a vibrator. You ever seen those old bee hummingbirds? The little toothpick thing?
Fuck you!
They change up all the shit and it ruins it.
I'm be like, what the hell?
The funny part is everybody gives this all shit for being redneck, and out of all of you guys, I'm the one who's a little most redneck.
D, get back in your sling.
Well, I
can't get back in my sling at the moment.
Redneck, the same thing?
Redneck?
What do you mean you're living the most redneck? You obviously haven't seen Paul's house.
Now, wait a second. Now, okay.
But I'm the one living in a tin can here. Come on now.
Unless you have...
Redneck, then when you think about it, come on. I've got three dogs, three kids, I've got my wife, I've got all these other animals, and I live in a tin can. And if you've ever seen my yard, you know how the grass is like 6 foot tall?
Is there a Buick hiding in that grass?
Probably. Actually, at one point there was a Buick in my yard, yes.
And he makes fun of me, okay?
There's a tree growing through it.
Is your refrigerator on the front porch?
No. At one point, we actually had a washing machine outside.
Is there a TV and a recliner sitting in your front yard?
See, and he makes fun of me.
How about a satellite dish? Do you have any kind of satellite dish in the front yard?
Exactly.
Actually, I do have a satellite dish hanging off the side of my trailer, but it's not connected anymore.
Dan,
how much more redneck do you get?
Dan, stop blowing the phone.
That's funny.
Sorry, I was putting my sling back on at everyone's request.
Stop blowing the phone, Dan.
I didn't mean to blow the phone. You know that. I told you I promised you a as less blown free day as I could.
Yes.
Well,
I can't compete with you now,
but Dan, you cannot make fun of me anymore. Okay.
Hey, I already told you earlier. I told you can make all the shit out of me you'd like because I'll just agree with you. I'm nodding my head. Yes, I'm a redneck. What's your point?
I got this big-ass house.
Actually, to be more technical, I am actually tattooed like trailer trash.
That I love, but now I hate that I'm having to pack all the shit up.
Why?
All that, but I'll tell you what. If you really want to see redneck, you need to come down here where I am right now. I took Paul for a drive, and he's like, oh my God, I've gone back in time.
Now, you want to know, redneck? Listen to the local radio station and hear the news. The police have detained a goat. If you're missing a goat, please call the police station or come to the station to identify and retrieve your goat as soon as possible. It's eating everything we have. That is redneck.
I will get my goat back.
every morning here, it's the farm report.
On the radio, we get to hear about what the grain stock is over.
Our farm
is the Georgia grain stock.
Farmer so and so's cow was found to have some disease. It's the first reported case in this county in 6 months. Blah, 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 blah. Have your cow checked? And
I used to get that stuff when I grew up.
Yes, I'm in the middle of nowhere, but I'm moving. I'm leaving the middle of nowhere.
Saturday morning, right after that, we have this guy. You call him up and you go, you know, I've got a motor and I'd like to trade for a
what area is that? Are you talking about? Is that Jacksonville or?
Yeah. BP's Texas.
Well,
hell yeah. This is the last area of the state that still had to have its own assigned ranger.
I'm moving out of the middle of nowhere, so I'm happy. The only thing I'm going to miss is my nice big house.
An hour at most from where they drug that guy to death. I mean, it's just redneck fun. Whatever. Weird place.
If I could move my big house with me, I would, because I like it, but it's in the middle of nowhere in South Hill, South Georgia.
Certainly
not in the middle of nowhere anymore.
Huh?
Well,
the directions to my house consist of, go to this cornfield, take a right, go down about 3 miles past that cornfield, that farmer's house, take a left, go down about a mile and a half, you'll see the trailer park.
I kind of got to be there.
Every one of my daughter's friends, you have not seen backwoods like some of the places.
Well,
of my daughter's friends to tell me to, I'm going to go pick her up to spend the night, and it's like, okay, you go to the damn road. And I'm like, the damn road.
Like goddamn?
The damn road. But you don't take the damn road. No, you take that other fork. And then you go down to where the tree was hit by lightning and blah, blah, blah.
My directions to my house are past the dairy farm.
And cell phones don't work out there.
Past the dairy farm, and when you see the crop duster landing strip on the left, take the first right.
And then you go past the chicken butchery, and then I'll be right there on the right.
No, but my husband does kill chickens for a living, so.
Hey, I kill things for a living.
My husband is a shift manager with Tyson Foods.
So. Hey, is your husband looking for anybody down there? Because I'm pretty good at choking the chicken.
Is everyone in charge?
Job title.
Yeah.
I'm the chicken choker. The poor guy who works at the candy factory and he's got to pack the fudge. What's your job? I'm a fudge packer. Hey, that kind of reminds me of Billing Volvo. I'm a dork fish. You people really need to start watching some blue collar TV.
I watch blue collar TV. I saw the blue collar comedy tour when it came to town.
Shut up.
Not you, him.
Yes, I have an anal fetish. I can't help it. I'm sorry. But now I'm a fudge packer. Fudge packer video, please.
Let's come on. I'm getting the link for you.
I've I've noticed you have an anal
a
thing.
Fetish, yes.
An anal thing there.
Yeah, I have an anal fetish.
I'm just waiting for one conversation that goes through without Dan either talking about his asshole, fudge packing, or his dick.
Hey, I have gone through many conversations recently. I just brought up somebody else brought up fudge packing.
Okay, so he's really into anal. What's wrong with that?
There are some women out there that get off on that, all right?
I love anal.
There you go.
Everybody.
Good,
because
there's how many people are
studying? The entire world knows that my fetish is anal and that your fetish is being ass fucked.
It's not my fetish. I just like it.
Mark the tape.
Yes.
I don't know who all is listening.
Everybody.
Fantastic. My wife, she's sitting back there with the headphones on so that it doesn't bleed over and over and over again, you know.
Well, she already knew I liked that, so, you know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, we got cam locations now. When did that happen?
I don't even know. Nothing to see.
Hey, we got cam locations?
Yeah. Nothing wrong. I didn't say anything. I don't know what y'all were talking about.
Moving along. Nothing to see here.
I don't know what y'all were talking about.
Gertie really likes it, so I'm sure all of you like it.
I'm a sweet little animal thing.
Hey, look at this. We do have cam locations. I can put my cam up now just to see what the location is. Okay, my light's
gonna
get away. I can put the cam on now.
I'm sweet and innocent. I wasn't me.
Okay.
You lied to your fucking teeth.
Me? No.
I will be the first one to admit you're a liar. You are a liar. You're lying. You're burning in the phone.
How can you admit that I'm a liar?
Hey, I admit I'm a dirty boy. I don't try and cover it up with some sugar coated. I'm a good girl. See, I don't do that. No, I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad
good. Even
if
I'm not good, I'm at least good at what I'm doing.
Yeah, you can be good at what you're doing, but it doesn't mean you're good.
That's different.
That's right.
That's a different...
Hey, you should correct the Illinois to say BFE Illinois. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, mine'll have to say Alabama soon.
You can see, you can put on there Granville, no D.
It's going to be a while before Susie Ham can come back up after we move to Alabama.
Why is that?
Don't you lie.
Because I'm going to stay with my dad, and I won't have my computer.
Bummer.
She's going to stay with her dad. She's going to stay with Paul.
Fuck you!
She's gonna stay
with
Paul.
Anybody wanna start counting how many times I say that to him?
She's gonna be staying with Paul in the basement when she's acting up. Paul's gonna be like, you get your ass in the basement!
Hey, listen, you know when I'm making my trip up that way?
No,
I'm just gonna stop by
and
kick your ass.
I'm going to get the watch now. I'm not going to get the parquet.
Be sure you have a camcorder with you, because I would like to see that happen.
You want me to stop and kick his ass?
Yes.
Cam up and you can all watch it.
Cam
up!
This
is a pay-per-view with this shit, man. This is going to be pay-per-view. You want to see? $9.95 a minute.
A minute?
No, listen. When I make my trip up that way, I'm going to swing by and kick your ass.
Make sure you hit me on the right arm. That's the one that's already screwed up. Maybe I can suck more money out of work for this shit.
No, I'm going to kick you in the dick.
Don't do that. I've already been de-nutted. We don't need to be de-dicked as well.
What is this, the damn show?
Shut up. Everybody talk. I'll just be quiet.
I told you.
That's a good idea. I was going to say, I think it would be really cool if we had like an uncensored DMI radio show on Sirius or something.
That would be cool.
Powered by Outback Switchboard.
I actually do this little radio show on a, what was it? FatRadio.com. I had a little radio show. It was kind of cool.
Sexy Susie's night out.
A good radio voice, Susie.
Huh?
You've got a good radio.
Yeah, that's true.
I did it for a long time when I was a stay-at-home mom, because I had nothing better to do. So my show was from like 12 to 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I can't have a one-sided conversation.
Well, no, I mean, I was
just... You're good talking to yourself.
I had a little IM thing set up through the radio station. They could like request songs. I would be in a chat room. There was a chat room set up so they could come in and request songs and talk to me and stuff like that. It's kind of cool.
You can explain to them what they were doing wrong with their sex life.
No, it was a family thing. I cannot talk like that.
You can't be a family, my ass. This is how you create a family. You take the big thing and stick it in the hairy spot. And I'm like,
oh, shit, I fell over.
Have you guys guys, have any of you guys seen that, this woman that has some cable channel that's got a sex advice show, except she's got to be at least 60.
Oh, look, Sue Johansson!
Sue Johansson, yeah.
Yeah. Basically,
I can do
talk about dildos and stuff when she's sitting there holding one up, pointing it out. And
I could do better than her.
That used to crack.
I don't know.
What's in the background?
What's in the background?
Oh, shit.
The busted rocking chair.
Oh, yeah, my busted chair.
Who else on cam?
I am.
Big.
Yes, yes. Look at my busted chair that I...
Somebody didn't give me a moto.
Hey, my busted chair.
Okay, I'm trying to bring up everybody. I'm working on it. I got it. Bring it down tonight. Shiv, are you on cam? I'm on cam. Me? I'm on cam. Shiv? Yes. Yep. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask you one at a time because I got to bring them up one at a time here.
I'm using LP recorder so I can... No, when you said look what was in the background, I thought you could see my TV.
Wow, you got porn on, don't you?
Yes, he does.
You're busted.
You're just so busted. I watch Playboy all the time. It's not a secret. No, she's watching Debbie does Dallas. I'm not saying that. It's not really that interesting. Okay. How is that? I'm watching. Who's heading to bed? Hold on, I am watching. Who's heading to bed? My wife took a laptop and she ran off with the headphones plugged into bed with the laptop so she could listen to us all.
I am watching Sex Gods, the best of sex around the world.
Okay, so far on cam I've got Paul, Susie, Shiz, and Dan, and who else is on cam?
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, I would be on cam, but it would screw up the, well, I'm getting a recording later, but I'm
okay,
getting
dressed. Which voice?
You're CGI.
Out
a little bit.
Yeah, really, he's CGI.
What?
I thought y'all said CGI was on.
He is.
I am.
Just me. There you are. Okay. Just trying to put voice to name. I don't even go into the whole voice thing. I love voices. Voices to faces, they don't match up. I don't care about faces. I love a sexy voice. Well, then I guess I'll shut up again. Define sexy voice. Just fine. It's... I can't... What should we have the guys say so we can decide who has the sexiest voice?
Hey, here's one. How about we try this? Can I squeeze your melons?
Fuck you! How about that?
Here we go. How about this?
You probably did respond to their husband's order. I know.
Lisa, get your ass in the basement. There we go. We won't do that.
Well, I'm going to have to say that it's not Dan.
Did I just hear somebody call me a dick?
Move on.
Not me.
Would it be the first time?
Yeah, really.
Hey, there you go. That's a good one. Is this your first time?
Yes, baby, it is. Yes, baby. Yes, baby, it is. How'd you all know? I have no idea where to put that. Oh, wow. It's so big. Oh my god, what are you going to do with that? All right, I have to say flat out, whatever's being said is a blatant lie.
I am lost. What the hell are you guys talking about?
Okay, then how about this one? That's what you're going to use? This is all rowdy.
That's a little more realistic.
He got something a little bigger. Can we upgrade?
I heard a joke.
Yeah. Can I trade you in on the new, younger, bigger model?
Yeah. I heard a joke. Why do Jewish women get wrinkles around their eyes really fast?
Why?
Because they're always looking down at their husbands and going, "Stop! What?"
It's like, could you stand here and let me look at your face and let him fuck me? Because you got nothing going on, buddy.
That's wrong.
I never said I was right.
Hey, baby, you got a party mouth.
Because what's the difference between a brown noser and a shithead?
What?
In depth perception.
God.
Depth perception, that's good.
I think I'm about to have to go lay in the bed.
Uh-oh.
No, this not a killer. It's in the story.
Take us to bed with you. We can bed.
Thank you all to bed with me.
Hey, aren't we all, like, in bed with your wife, Dan?
Yeah, everybody's in bed with my wife. How's it feel?
Talk about group contact.
Fantastic.
Yeah, maybe I should go join her in bed, and then this way you guys can hear her make funny noises as she kicks me in the nuts and laughs hysterically.
Why would she be making funny noises?
Wait, who's going to make funny noises after you get kicked in the nuts?
Right, exactly.
Oh, she will be. I'll be groaning, and she'll be sitting there giggling and laughing like a little teeny bopper.
Sort of like Jen?
She's
a luscious
squeak.
Yeah.
I can't think of better.
All right. I want you guys to quit touching it, whatever it is you're touching on it.
Can't even touch it.
I don't.
Actually, there's someone else that squeaks, and Gertie knows her too. You just start sitting there and look at her funny, and you just start squeaking. Just like this. Is she another one that does the little, like, little birdie chirping?
Yeah.
Squeaky thing.
Yeah.
She sounds like birds in the pet store fucking too.
Are we talking about sex noises?
No!
No, we're talking about people's laughs and how they sound like animals in particular.
Well, I thought we were talking about sex noises. That's much more interesting.
I always snored. I get teased about
it. Don't go there.
Really,
don't go there.
Uh-oh.
I can't get anywhere.
What does she do in bed that she doesn't want us to know?
I don't have the cowboy hat and the spurs on tonight. I can't get into the whole character just yet.
Cowboy hat and
spurs. Yeah, you know, that whole, yeah, ride me, bitch. I can't get into it, right?
If you called me bitch, you wouldn't get anything but a slap.
Yeah, right. During sex, all women like to be called a bitch.
Not me.
Now, hold on a second.
But IQ won't be needing this anymore.
Yeah, really.
If I called Echo a bitch, I'd be up on the couch.
Thank you.
There would
okay,
be.
My cam's going off.
I would
not, don't lie.
It is, because I have to stand up. I have no pants on.
Wait a minute, leave it on. Stand up.
Nope.
Okay, you're
doing it. Yep. Sorry, not allowed.
It's a Vicky Ninja.
Vicky Ninja? What?
Vicky Ninja is a military term. I did some Vicky Ninja stuff when I was in the Navy. We toothpasted a guy.
You toothpasted a guy?
Yeah. He was sleeping in his rack, he was being a dickhead, so we grabbed our toothpaste, and as soon as he was out, we all, like, got down, crawled under the rack, came up, and as soon as we were like, okay, we're going to put a pillow, and then we all just, like, toothpasted his ass.
My husband is going to come in and wonder what the hell I've been doing with this broken-ass chair in the middle of the floor.
I thought you told him you got really rough on cam with the beads tonight.
I thought you supposed to put the toothpaste on their, like, hand, and then have them...
No, that's shaving cream. Another cool thing to do is dental floss someone to their bed.
Hey, you think I should leave the chair sitting in the middle of the floor when he comes in, he trips over it?
Put it right next to the damn door, so if he opens the door, he smacks it.
Well, that's what I said, when he comes in, he'll trip over it.
No, put it next to the door, and that's when he comes in, he hits you, and go, oh, shit, and he'd be like, what, that was my head.
Oh, that mean of me?
Yes.
Well, you know.
Why do you got a Yahoo, you and you're standing right next to the phone? Or you got the phone with you right there next to the computer? All we hear is bling, bling, the Yahoo.
Oh, really?
That's me, I'm talking to my wife.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I'm telling Echo that you're, getting fired.
No.
Hey, honey, I'm working on getting a bill, not a paycheck this week.
That's like, I mean, I'll sit at work all day, and I'll call up my mom in Alabama, and she's like, do you not get charged for these? I'm like, it goes to Walmart. They don't ever know where it's coming from.
That's right.
You got me sitting here all day. Nobody comes in to get their pictures taken. I got to do something.
My Mountain Dew pyramid is getting larger. I need one more can to top it off.
I did that only with beer bottles.
Chug. Drink her down.
Wait, who the hell just said that?
Me?
And you're talking about not being redneck.
Yeah, you know what?
What was that?
Yeah, get your ass on down there. What you doing out there in the van? Get your ass in the basement. You don't need to be drinking that beer and sucking that dick. Get to bed.
I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to have to find out how far you live from where I'm going, and I'm going over there.
Two states over. I live in the middle of the state, two states over. If you go past the cornfields, you went too far.
So once I get in Illinois, if I pass the cornfield, I've gone too far.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of the cornfield, you're all right, but if you pass
you
it, you're
right. And I think about Ehi for Cornfield County.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is the place to go, though.
It'll probably be around the end of June before I'm up that way. So.
Grundy County is not too far from me. You know that sign talking about the Grundy County auction?
There's
a Grundy County near me.
You know the, what is it, Watermelon Corral?
Yeah.
I live there.
You did the Watermelon Corral?
No, I live there.
Hey, wait,
I have the Watermelon
Corral. Either the room is hot or that she wants me to make it hot.
Hey.
The Watermelon Festival is where I live.
By the way,
yeah.
Somebody got a really good cap of Dan's wife.
Oh, God.
A really good cap of my wife?
I have to see this.
Who do I? I gotta know. I've gotta know what my wife is doing, because if her boobies are hanging out.
Well,
we'll
pretty damn close.
Where is it?
The cap is standing up. I can tell her cleavage. I haven't even seen the picture yet. I almost
where is it?
Cleavage.
It's just
captured
pics.
You
just
linked
it.
Well, then
I'm
cleavage.
Nothing
wrong with a little cleavage.
Hell no. I'm just stating the fact.
Please, I've had more cleavage than that.
They're outside.
I tell you that there's everything right.
Yeah. Hey, all I got to say is it took three kids to get that rack, God damn it, I'm proud of it.
Congratulations, D. You got the boobs of your dream.
I had to squeeze out three kids to get these double D's. I'm proud of them.
Hey, you got doubles. I got singles sitting here. You know what? I'm proud of my single D.
I got my double D's. Don't
worry,
I'm happy.
Hey, technically, those would be my little D's, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
You're so funny.
I'm going to go play with my little D's later. I'm going to go smoke lips with my little D's.
Rachel, you're killing me with your laugh. Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, it is a kind of fancy conversation. She's my mind, not yours.
You haven't even heard his really good laugh. He's got an evil laugh.
An evil laugh.
Really. Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Paul's laugh.
Yeah.
You kind of got a little bit of a satanic laugh when you get into it.
We need
the boobs to start fucking again. That'll get Paul going.
I wish I had three-way.
No comment.
I would answer it and put them in three-way with us.
Who's calling?
Huh?
Who's calling?
Somebody.
Oh, somebody we know?
Yeah.
Tell them we all said hi.
I'm not gonna answer it.
Well, I hope not, because if you...
Don't hang up on us, because if you hang up on us, we're going to be stuck listening to...
Yeah, if you drop call, we're screwed.
That's why I said I'm not going to answer it.
Good.
I'm not going
to
answer it.
After a while, we're here. If you're not going to make a call, please hang up and try again.
They'll call back later. If you're so fucked up, you can't dial the phone.
Put down the bottle, take a few aspirin, and call us in the morning.
No, they'll call back later, I'm sure.
I doubt that.
Are we getting calls from two there?
I don't doubt that.
Are we getting calls from two?
Who the hell is calling me right now?
The man whore.
What?
Oh, yeah.
The man whore's calling at 2 a.m. That's who's calling.
He's not a man whore.
Time for the booty call.
Well, darn, you're doing something wrong, man.
Welcome to the booty phone.
Come on now, I just... got the trial separation of my husband today. It's not a man whore.
Who's a man whore?
Not you.
You're the man whore.
You know it, baby.
Yeah. Show it proud, big boy.
That's right. Represent.
He may be a man whore eventually, but not now.
Man whore is easy for cheesy.
He's just a friend.
In the hizzle.
First shiz little.
Word.
What do you mean you call me at 2 o'clock? Y'all called me at 2 o'clock?
No, I guess it was about 2 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yes.
Quarter after. No,
and
it's quarter till.
I knew this person was going to call. I just didn't know I was going to get involved with a conference call.
It was in menage a trois.
You were up, though, because you were chatting.
That's right.
Well, he knew I was up here because he told me he was going to call.
Yeah.
Where's E? Who else has three-way in here? Somebody needs to get E up on this.
I have three, but the problem is it won't allow me to connect a call unless I make the call, and then I have to put that person on hold and call the other person.
Alright, that sucks. That's too much.
Yeah, that's retarded, but that's the only way I can do it.
That sucks.
Yeah. Besides, I don't know. I think E is either sleeping We were probably just kind of chilling out, jamming to some rock, trying to gather his thoughts.
What
I should be doing. I should be gathering my thoughts.
Yeah, long time with you and your vibe.
I think that would take me very long.
No, really gathering my thoughts.
I can't gather thoughts. You know why? In order to have thoughts, you have to have a brain.
I
don't have thoughts.
I mean, I believe that when you normally decide to separate from yourself, you probably sit and think about things for a while.
No.
Why are you separating from yourself?
Spouse.
Spouse. Husband.
Things to take into consideration. Separation is just that.
Yeah, that's...
Therefore, if he's going to come home and curl up in the same bed with you, that's not very much of a separation, though.
No,
is
he's not.
You say this, but then you say when he comes home tonight and he goes to walk through the bedroom door.
Well, yeah, I'll have to come in here.
No, it looks like I just got stuck to the couch.
He'll have to come in here and put a damn radio on the charger.
No, anybody want to come sleep on the couch with me? It's long enough. I can fit one more.
Nah.
Exactly.
I've got my bed to myself. I'm happy.
I opened my pie hole too far and Nico got me the couch.
Uh-oh.
A bum arm and a couch, I'll be waking up stiff as a bitch.
Yep. I have my bed by myself. I think I'm going to stay here.
In 8 short days, I will actually get to sleep in a real bed.
Yay!
Well, I'm going to train with you so we can have a complete bed.
After Sunday, I believe I'll probably be in a bed with 3 children.
Sunday!
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Should be at the monster truck rally like all good rednecks do.
Please, I hate those stupid things.
I love Monster Truck Rally. See, I'm a redneck. I'm a redneck without the accent. I got to work on that.
I may come from Alabama, but I'm not a redneck.
I may come from Alabama.
I'm from Alabama, but I don't do any of that crap.
Yeah, right. You listen to fucking shit-kicking music, and you break out the beer.
No,
you're a typical redneck woman. You got a baby on your hip with a beer in the other hand.
I can't drink beer. I cannot drink beer. Oh, my God. It'll make me so sick.
Really?
Yes.
Beer?
No, any kind of beer. I can drink liquor, straight liquor, but not beer.
That sucks.
For future reference, do not down a 12-pack and then pound a fifth of Southern Comfort and then go and drink 6 more.
Yeah, you see, I wouldn't do that anyway.
I can't drink SoCo. SoCo sucks.
Yeah, well, after that fifth of SoCo, whiskey in general just doesn't sound appetizing.
SoCo tastes like cough syrup.
Dog piss?
Shit.
Well, yes. All of the above. It's nasty.
Everyone get quiet all of a sudden.
That's because you guys are doing all the talking.
No doubt.
Okay. I will shut up. Y'all speak amongst yourselves.
All we can do is listen.
And Dan, you're still blowing the phone, bro.
Nah, I got it way out here. If you look at the cam, you'll see it's a distance from my cranium.
I will be quiet. You talk amongst yourselves.
Celestina, please tell me a story.
Who all is still here?
We all are.
I'm here.
Still here.
Please.
Thank you.
Everybody's still here?
We're just listening.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everybody who's anybody.
Actually, I'm entering my tickets in, so.
Yes,
like
believe it or not, I do work.
Oh, yeah.
He'll
be letting us go in about 20 minutes, so he can start entering all his tickets so he can go home.
Actually, I'm doing that now.
We were trying to weasel an extra 5 minutes of his, company time there.
Yeah, right. I gotta soak it in while I can.
Let's congregate amongst ourselves on hold.
All right, hang on.
All right, who's gonna sing?
Who's singing?
Paul
sings.
All right.
All I can sing is like lullabies, so you know.
I can do the do 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 do
La, 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 la.
He's going to pick up this call in like 5 minutes and see if we're still here.
I'm already on it.
Hey, why don't we get music when you put us on hold?
You know, I don't know. Our last phone, we got a new phone system. This thing sucks.
You put on hold, damn it. I want music.
Well, fucking get a radio.
All right, I'm going to try and weasel my way back into the bed, I guess. I doubt it'll work.
What, are you hanging up?
No, I'm not using my way back into the bed until you say you're letting everyone go, because I don't want to torture you all with the dial tone from hell.
Yeah, that's not good. No, to answer the question, we just had a new phone system put in, and it's all jacked up and screwed up still, so.
Okay, Shoop, I got a question.
Yes?
If one of us hangs up, does that mean everyone gets cut off?
No, it just means that we're going to get a huge, nasty, funky tone from your line that got disconnected, because I can't drop your call. If I drop one, I drop you all.
So that means...
You're not going anywhere.
You'll have to listen to the tone the whole time.
You're stuck.
We own you. Oh, no.
No leave you till he say goodbye.
My soul belongs to DMI.
Actually, your phone belongs to Outback. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Again, Outback's still
coming. All you belong to us.
See.
DMI OSI.
We're getting...
your soul!
I guess I'm stuck on the couch. I walk in my bedroom and the laptop currently resides on my side of the bed.
Just keeping it warm for you.
Daddy's back in the bed!
I've gotten shunned from the bed. The laptop has overpowered me.
That's a bitch.
Yeah, too bad. You get replaced by a freaking thing.
Hey, it could be worse.
No, I can try. Let's see if I can open a window without my shoulder blowing out at me.
Hey, Dan, did you turn off
your
cam?
Yeah, I turned off my cam.
Okay, I was wondering why your image froze. Okay.
No, I turned off my
cam.
He's
just being really still.
Hey, wait a minute. I see something about sex and drinking and... What the hell is going on?
To resign and go back to that whole little thing that I commented for my wife, what it was that 12-pack, and then I drank that fifth of SoCo, and then I drank six more, and then I had my wife on my lap and one of our female friends on my face, and I ended up having to push them both out of the way and puke on the floor with two naked women in the room.
I heard about that.
That really sucked. That's definitely a buzzkill when you're trying to get a threesome on.
I would say so.
I'm like, hey, baby, I'm making
you. Did you see that story that Paul posted?
Which one?
The anal story.
I still haven't had a chance to read that yet. I still haven't read that yet.
Hilarious.
I almost died laughing. What?
On the forum?
Now he posted it in
the room.
Hang on. The Patrick one. Oh, I'll go get it.
Hey, about anal.
You know, there's one person here who can not connect to the internet. Someone forgot to give her a modem, so, you know, you're going to have to read it out loud.
Didn't hear it at all.
It's fucking hilarious.
We don't have a modem.
I'll bring it over to you,
Paul. Read it for us.
No, I don't.
Yeah, read it.
You insist.
Yeah.
That is damn hilarious. What's a bedtime story, huh?
Oh, it's a bedtime story, all right.
Yeah, it's about a bedtime story.
Once upon a time, there was this person who was, like, really sleepy, and they saw a bed, and they went, ooh, I can sleep on that. And so they did, the end.
That would be Sal's story to her kids when she gets older.
I'm tired already.
No, I taught my kids their first dirty joke. Little boy throwing mud puddle.
Well, want to hear a dirtier story?
Oh, sure.
A horse fell in a mud puddle.
Oh,
that
horse. Right. I should have known.
Well, even dirtier one. Two horses fell in a mud puddle and three came out.
Woo!
The virgin ears, right?
What the hell? How did the third one get there?
They fucked.
Two things fucked in the mud puddle. Four came out.
Okay. Now we need to let Paul talk because he's supposed to read us that story.
I'm trying to find it.
Where is the long story? Just go to the good part. Just go down to where he's talking about, you know, the weird thing about how they're doing it.
Is Paul in here?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm trying to find this story so I can read it for you.
I didn't even know you were here.
Of course I'm here.
Well, you didn't say anything.
Well, of course not. I like to sit back and listen and say this every once in a while.
Wow.
I'm tired now.
Who's tired?
Don't
be tired.
I don't see you at all, but I see you in your cam image doing nothing but laughing.
Nobody can leave.
I have to work tomorrow.
I have not released you yet.
Alright, are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
I'll be quick. Alright.
Good night.
Ready?
Go.
Oh.
Okay. I spent the summer between my second and... You can't laugh. Yeah, I haven't gotten to the funny part.
Okay.
I spent the summer between my second and third year of college suckling on the parental heat in South Florida. It was the absolute prime of my do-anything-to-get-laid phase. I was recently free from a four-year-long distance relationship which began in high school, and I wanted nothing more than to have sex with as many girls as possible. Most of the things I did that summer are not story-worthy. You can only tell the same, I got drunk on dumb and fucked this hottie story so many times before it gets annoying. That summer I experienced every random sex situation that a 20-year-old can imagine. Fucking on the beach, getting hit on the random girls in club bathrooms, sleeping with three different girls in a day, getting drunk so I passed out during sex, getting arrested for receiving fellatio in the pool at Solana, blah blah blah. Jesus. What does it say about how fucked up my life is that I don't consider these stories to be extraordinary anymore? Anyway, while most of my stories may not be extraordinary for me, there is one very notable exception. I was seeing this one girl, Jamie, about twice a week. She was a fresh arrival to South Beach, having moved there 5 months ago from upstate New York as a 19-year-old with a modeling contract. We met through a mutual friend who befriended her while they were shooting a TV commercial. 5 weeks and lots of sex later, she thought we were dating. I knew better, but she was way too hot to bother correcting her assumptions. The ex-girlfriend of 4 years I previously spoke about was very sexually conservative. It was a missionary in the dark and then straight to sleep, with maybe a blowjob on the weekends if she had a few glasses of wine with dinner. It was a high school relationship. I didn't know any better. After 4 years of this, I was ready to experience all the things I'd missed out on when I wasn't cheating on her, of course. Butt sex, known as it is as anal, was one of those unknowns, and I decided I wanted to try it. Jamie was the perfect partner, very hot and very sweet, and more importantly, very naive and open to suggestions. She was reluctant at first, not understanding why we couldn't just keep having normal sex, so I had to employ my persuasive powers. But I've never done it. I've never done it either. It can be our thing. But I don't know if I like it. You won't have to worry about getting pregnant. But I like normal sex. Everyone's doing anal. It's the new black. I don't know. It seems weird. It's the preferred method in Europe, especially with the runway model. Don't you want to do runways in Europe? After a few weeks of this, she finally consented. Although she agreed to let me put my penis in her small hole, she extracted a promise in return. Okay, we can try anal sex, but I want it to be special and romantic. You have to take me out to a nice place, like the Forge or the Tantra, not one of your parents' restaurants. And it has to be the weekend night, not a Monday. And you have to keep taking me out on weekends. I'm tired of being your Monday night girl. I made reservations for the next Friday at Tantra. Aside from being insanely expensive, Tantra is famous for having grass floors. Really, they put in loose sod every week. They also advertise their food as aphrodisiac cuisine. Yes, at that point in my life, I thought these things worked. Thanks to my father's connections, I got at the corner booth in the grass room. She was quite impressed. I ordered like it was the Last Supper. No expense was spared. $210 bottles of Merlot, new rack, Stonecraft, the Tantra love platter. It was lavish and decadent. I was 21, stupid, and wanted to fuck Jamie in the butt. I wasn't about to let a $400 tab get in the way. By the time we left Tantra, this girl had no eyes that made Bambi look like a heroin chick. Okay, model. She could not have been more in love with me. The entire drive back to my place, she was rubbing my crotch, telling me how badly she wanted me to fuck her, how hot I made her, etc., etc. We got back to my place and our clothes were off before we even got in the door. We collapsed on the bed and started fucking. You know, vaginal sex at first. Vaginal sex at first. Sorry, I can't read. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, now, what did you know? What she did not know, and what I have not told you yet, is that I had a surprise waiting for her. Before I tell you what the surprise was, let me make this clear. As I stand right now, 27, As of this writing, I am a bad person. At 21, I was possibly the worst person in existence. I had no regard for the feelings of others. I was narcissistic and self-absorbed to the point of psychotic delusion, and I saw other people only as a means to my happiness and not as humans worthy of respect and consideration. I have no excuse for what I did. It was wrong, and I regret it. Even though I normally revel in my outlandish behavior, sometimes even I cross the line, and this was one of those situations. But of course, I'm going to write about it. This was going to be my first time foraging in the Alps Forest, and I wanted to have a reminder of my trip, a memento I could carry on with me for the rest of my life. So I decided to film it. I planned this beforehand, but I was afraid she would decline, so instead of being mature and discussing this with Jamie, I just made the executive decision to get it on camera without telling her. That alone is pretty bad, but instead of just setting up a hidden camera, I got my friend to hide in the closet and film it. No, really. I knew I was burning hell, but at this point, I'm just hoping that my life can serve as a warning to others. I left my door unlocked, and we arranged it so that around midnight, my friend would go over to my place and wait until my car pulled in, and then run into the closet and get the camera ready. The top half of the closet door was a French shutter, so it was easy to move the slides and give him a decent camera shot through the closed door. By the time Jamie and I got to the bed, I was so drunk that I had forgotten he was filming this, and of course she had no idea that he was there. After a few minutes of standard sex, she kind of stopped and said all serious in her best seductive flip upper voice, "I'm ready."
Was it like that?
I don't know. I quickly flipped her over and grabbed the brand new bottle of Astroglide I had on my bedside table. A week prior, after Jamie consented to butt sex, I realized I didn't have any idea how to do it. How exactly do you fuck a girl in the ass? Luckily, I had the world's best anal sex informational resource at my disposal, the Gay Waiter. I consulted several gay waiters who worked at one of my parents' restaurants about the mechanics of butt sex, and each one recommended Astroglide as the lubricant of choice. Much to my dismay, I learned that spitting on your dick is not enough lube for butt sex. Stupid lying porn movies. The other important piece of advice I remembered was from Calvin. Make sure you use enough, because if this is her first time, she'll be especially tight, and it might hurt her. Use enough to really loosen her up and go slow until she gets used to it. Then it's smooth sailing from there. Well, some is good, more is better, right? At 21, this seemed logical. I opened the cask, crammed the bottle at top into her asshole, and squeezed. I totally emptied half of the 4 ounces of Astroglide into her. I have since learned from homosexuals that a 4-ounce bottle usually lasts them about 6 months. So yeah, I overdid it.
Oh, Marty, trying to get a good point.
But Tony Max wasn't done. Oh no, after depositing enough grease in her Gorilla Formula 1 race car, I just happened what remained onto my cock and balls, really wanting to move up. Because I didn't want her to be uncomfortable. Really, consider my thought process. I was going to fuck her and move out and film it without her consent, yet I was truly concerned about her personal comfort. Sometimes the contradictions in my personality even amused me. Predictably, I slid in with ease. She was a little tense at first, but with the Nexon Valdez-sized load filled into her poop cheek, she quickly loosened up and got into it. I liked it also. It had a different feel to it. Not as good as the vaginal sex, a little grainy, kind of tight, but still nice. Before I knew it, I was fucking her like the apocalypse was imminent, burying it to the hilt with impunity. After a few minutes, I was ready to come. My urgency was expressed in my cuckold, and I began really jackhammering her. As the excitement got the best of me, I pulled out too far, and my dick came out of her ass. I kind of scrambled to get around my dick and put it back in so I could finish off inside her, but before I could get a hold of it and put it back in her ass, I heard a faint sound, and something wet and warm hit my crotch. It was dark in the room. I was up quite sober enough to leave the lights on for the camera, so after I looked down, it took me a few seconds to realize that my dick, balls, and groin area were covered in a viscous black liquid. I stopped moving and stared at my strangely colored crotch for a good 5 seconds, completely confused, until I realized what happened. Did you just shit on my dick? I reached down
after the test of the liquid feces, feeling complete and utter disbelief that this girl shed explosive diarrhea on my penis, when without warning, the smell hit me. I have a very sensitive nose, and I have never been more repulsed by a smell in my life. The combination of synthetic astroglide and rancid stench of raw fecal matter combined to turn my stomach, which was full of seafood, veal, and wine, completely over. I tried to hold it back. I really did everything I could to stop myself, but there are certain physical reactions that are beyond conscious control. Before I knew what I was doing, it just came out. I vomited all over her ass, into her crack, into her asshole, on her ass cheeks, on the small of her back, everywhere. She turned her head and said, "Tucker, what are you doing?" Saw me vomiting at her, screamed, "Oh my God!" and immediately joined me. Watching her throw up on my bed made me vomit even more. Her vomiting all over my bed, me vomiting on her ass, the next step was almost inevitable. I heard a little loud crash first. I tried to see my friend break through the shutter that ripped the closet door off, and he, the video camera, and the door tumbled out of the closet and crashed onto the floor next to us. The memory of the 2 second span where all three of us were vomiting at once is permanently stored in my brain. I have never heard anything like that symphony of Christmas. It was like something out of the Pink Panther movies. I think the crowning moment was when my eyes locked with Jamie. I saw her moment of realization and then her quick shift from shock and surprise to complete and irreparable anger. Between bouncing and hurling, she flipped out. "Oh my God, black! You've done this, you asshole, black! How could you, black? I thought you loved me, black! Oh my God, black! I thought you fucking loved me!" She tried to stand up. Slipped on the huge puddle of backflow acid lying on the bed, and fell into both my pile and her pile of vomit, covering her body in hair and vomit, shit, and anal lubricant. She flailed on the bed for a second, grabbed the top sheet, left it around her, and started running out of my place. Still naked and retching, my dick covered in shit and oil, I followed her and closed my front door. The last contact I ever had with her is the image I witnessed of her in a dead sprint, a shit, vomit, and grease-stained sheet stuck to her body, running from my apartment. The postscript. The camera we used was one of those old fragile ones that filmed onto a VHS tape, and when he crashed out of the closet, the tape recorder and tape broke. It didn't occur to us that the tape records the image magnetically, and we could have taken the actual tape itself and got someone to put it in another holster until after we had thrown it out. I know it seems stupid now, and believe me, I kick myself about it every day, but you should have seen the apartment afterwards. The tape was not a high priority. Astroglide shit and vomit covered everything. I had to rent one of those steam cleaners, buy a new mattress, and I still lost my deposit. It was impossible to get the smell out. The next month was like living in a sewer. Every girl I brought back to my place after that refused to stay there, and some even refused to sleep with me anywhere because of how my place smelled. What I never found out, and I still want to know, is how the girl got home. I never heard from her again, and the mutual friend who introduced us called her, but didn't get his calls returned. I never heard anything about her or from her again, even though she left her clothes and ID at my place. She wore a tight dress out that night and didn't bring a purse or any money with her. Can you picture that scene? What did she do? Hop in a taxi? Wave down a passing car? Get on a bus? She lives at least 30 miles away. There's no way she walked home. It perplexes me to this day. I'm hoping she reads this. Maybe then I'll find out how she got home. Good time story.
That is nasty.
You told you to read that with such a... I was about to gosh.
I
don't know what's more disturbing, the story or listen to Paul read it.
That was hilarious.
Listen, we're talking about a man who knows all the words, keeping the song.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's more disturbing that the song exists, that he's got it memorized.
What song?
Yes, the penis song. Feminine hygiene song, and God knows what else. Not to mention his encyclopedic knowledge of porn.
Wait a minute. The penis song?
There's nothing wrong with the knowledge of porn.
Hold on. What the hell is the penis song?
Hey, you should have gotten into the cock talk.
I can't.
And then you ask about the penis song. You're really starting to swing that beat on the whole issues, gay or straight thing again.
Dan, the more I'm around you, the more you turn me on. I'm sorry.
I can't help it. It's that sexy man boobs I've got. So hard to not look at those and think washboard.
Yeah.
Well, I like them with those, right? Is that what you think?
The only way you can tell I have nipples on my chest is by the rings I had put in. If not for those rings, no one would even know I was there. The rings, my nose, and my feet are the only thing that give away I'm there when I stand sideways to someone. Notice I didn't say penis, because we all know how I feel about mine.
Well, Paul has a tummy, so, you know, he turns sideways.
If Paul has behind a tree, do you see a belly?
Yes. He has a tree lap.
Trees,
you know what that is, right?
What?
His dicky dick disease.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, where is that dicky dick other than his dicky dick? That's not a good thing to be admitting right now.
No, it's not.
The poor woman has now just been crushed, and this will not be making its way to DMI anytime soon. It will be burned and destroyed. For some reason, we'll hear Paul say, "Oops, I forgot to record this."
It's alright, he's got it recorded.
Yeah, I know he does.
Paul records everything.
I know, even if he does it his own, even if it does disgrace him in his own way.
He's on my list. It's not that well. I'm not finished with him yet, okay? I'm not
finished with him. She puts him down at the bottom of the list. He's with the reserves at the moment.
Yeah, he's in reserves.
Just in case something happens, alternate. He's on the list.
There's about 10 number twos and one number one and a couple of number threes, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad to be in the reserves now, too, so.
If you... Oh, I shouldn't say that. Never mind. Go ahead, say it.
Go ahead and say it.
No, I was just going to say, if you only knew, he'd be definite number one.
Uh-oh.
Are we going to talk about his freaking tongue torture test again?
His what?
Who dropped?
Who ran that on us?
Still.
Here.
She had to be the evil one to go and blow it for everyone.
Was it Susie? No, I'm here. Was that Gertie?
No.
CGI, where are you?
Oh, the man himself.
CGI's gotta be there. We wouldn't have to hear because,
I'm here
with Susie.
I know, because if he dropped, I would be gone.
Well, who the hell dropped? Who do we have?
It's not stop.
Who's here? This is Phil.
Sean.
Okay, you get shit out back saying you've been on the phone too long, fucker, get off.
Where's CGI?
I'm here, sir.
If he dropped, I would be gone too, because he called me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to hang up and just have our own little conversation.
Yeah, they are. We're going to talk to you.
Paul dropped.
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
He's
Paul
gone.
Oh, she's a little bizzle band.
You right?
Damn you, Paul!
That's okay. Actually,
his phone must have died.
Actually,
he's gonna go anyway.
It is 3:00, ladies and gentlemen. I am leaving the building. It has been real, and it's been fun. Back to DMI with y'all.
Good night,
have fun, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.